BBC News with David Austin. Ukraine has accused Russia of launching a new military incursion across its eastern border. Heavy fighting has been taking place on a wide front in southeast Ukraine. Pro-Russian forces are reported to have seized the coastal town of Novoazovsk. Fighting is also continuing further north around the cities of Donetsk and Luhansk. Hopes appear to be fading that Tuesday's talks between the presidents of the two countries might help resolve the ongoing crisis. The reported incursion had raised concern in Western capitals. Barbara Plett-Usher reports from Washington.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has demanded an explanation from Russia's President Vladimir Putin. In Washington, the State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said a Russian-directed counteroffensive was likely underway. She cited reports of additional columns of tanks, rocket launchers, and armored vehicles crossing the border into a previously peaceful part of eastern Ukraine. The suspicion is that Moscow is opening a new front to divert Ukrainian forces from the besieged cities of Donetsk and Luhansk, where they've made significant advances against pro-Russian separatists. Russia denies helping the rebels, but Western governments insist it is propping them up with a steady flow of weapons.
The mother of an American journalist, Stephen Sotlov, who's being held by Islamic State militants, has released an emotional video appeal to his captors. Shirley Sotlov addressed her plea directly to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the self-declared caliph or leader of Islamic State.
Since Stephen's capture, I've learned a lot about Islam. I've learned that Islam teaches that no individual should be held responsible for the sins of others. Stephen has no control over the actions of the U.S. government. He's an innocent journalist. I've always learned that you, the caliph, can grant amnesty. I ask you to please release my child.
Stephen Sotlov was shown last week at the end of an Islamic State video of the beheading of fellow journalist James Foley. The UN Security Council has unanimously passed a resolution on Libya that calls for an immediate ceasefire and includes sanctions for those involved in the violence. It also urges all parties to engage in an inclusive Libyan-led political dialogue in order to help restore stability. Nada Taufik reports from the UN in New York.
The resolution is aimed at leaders of warring militias and those who support them. It threatens individuals and groups that endanger the security of Libya or undermine the political transition with sanctions such as asset freezes or travel bans. It also tightens the arms embargo by requiring advanced approval of any sale or transfer of arms to the country. The Libyan ambassador to the UN, Ibrahim Dabashi, called the resolution a milestone while warning that Libya might unravel into a full-blown civil war.
World News from the BBC. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared victory in the war in Gaza against Hamas, a day after a ceasefire ended 7 weeks of fighting. Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas had been left politically isolated and badly damaged. Earlier in Gaza, Hamas held what it called a victory rally. The Spanish fashion retailer Zara has apologized and removed a children's T-shirt from sale following complaints that it resembled clothing worn by Jewish prisoners in Nazi concentration camps. The blue and white striped top, decorated with a 6-point yellow star and the word sheriff, was available to buy online. Zara said the garment was inspired by classic Western films but withdrew it from sale after recognizing the design could be seen as insensitive by some people. Germany's government has proposed a law to cut the welfare payments of EU migrants after 6 months of unemployment and to deport or imprison any that are convicted of making fraudulent claims. The Interior Minister said the regulations could come into force next year. The number of Europeans moving to Germany for work has increased, but a BBC correspondent in Berlin says statistics show people are not travelling from poorer countries to claim welfare payments. 16 German males appeared last year for help with unemployed EU migrants. Archaeologists in Britain say they've unearthed a 2,000-year-old, perfectly preserved wooden toilet seat, which dates from the Roman Empire. James Cocknell reports.
The archaeologist who found the wooden toilet seat said it looked pretty comfortable. He added that it was probably preferable to a cold stone seat, given Britain's chilly climate. The toilet seat apparently dates from the Roman Empire. It was discovered in a muddy trench in an ancient Roman fort in northern England. Many examples of stone and marble latrines have survived from Roman times, but the experts believe that this is the first time a wooden seat has been found.
James Copnell, BBC News.